The greatest drummers in the world in the palm of your hand. From the heart of Berlin, the Drum Trainer Online Podcast.
Eine weitere Ausgabe vom Drum Trainer Online Podcast. Und zwar ein Interview mit Diego Pinera. Diego Pinera, ein Schlagzeuger, ursprünglich aus Uruguay. Der hat auf Kuba studiert. Der hat in Berkeley studiert und dann in Leipzig. Der hat mit zig Leuten gespielt, ist inzwischen eigentlich aber als Solo-Artist bekannt, weil er so einer der großen Latin-Jazz-Trommler dieser Erde ist. Der hat so einen ganz eigenen Style drauf. Tierisches Zeug, guckt euch die Soli an, die bei uns auf YouTube stehen, oder wenn ihr in der Plattform seid, guckt euch die Tutorials an. Ein wirklich geiler Typ, sehr netter Kerl und hat auch einiges zu erzählen. Viel Spaß beim Interview mit Diego Pinera. Diego Pinera, ladies and gentlemen, at drumtrainer.online. Diego, so great to have you. We've been planning this for a long time, so I'm very happy that we finally make it. You are from Uruguay, South America, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, and I heard you told me that before you had a lot of stations before you really made it to Germany. So what was the first step? I think you went to Cuba when you were still a teenager, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. I was 17. I went to Cuba. Before I was studying like 10 years with a great teacher, Osvaldo Faturuso in Uruguay. Started really like the age of 4. And when I was 17, I left to Cuba and studied there in the university.
In Havana.
Of music in Havana. Exactly. And then I got a scholarship to study at Berkeley in Boston.
All right. So, but let's stay with Cuba, yeah, because Germans are crazy about Cuba,
yeah,
a lot of the, yeah, the music world. So with whom did you study there in Havana?
With Changuito, José Luis Quintana, and also with Enrique Pla, and with a lot of guys that are not well known but are amazing, which, you know, you find them only there, you know.
All right. So did you also study percussion or just pure drums?
I studied drums, mainly drums and timbales. Studied a lot of timbales. And then this timba thing, which you play like both at the same time.
All right.
You know, and one has to study some of the basic rhythms, you know, in the congas and bongos. But, you know, my whole technique and stuff is on sticks. So,
yeah, that was a very traditional, hardcore Cuban way.
Yeah, that was no problem to me because I was used to just this old school, really like technical, like hard.
Right.
Yeah, hard way of learning things. Yeah.
And then you applied for a scholarship in Berkeley, and
yeah,
you got that. And for how long went you there?
I was there 3.5 years. Right. Yeah, or almost 4. And
you studied with whom there? Which teachers?
With Kenwood Denar, a little bit Mike Mancini, and then with John Ramsey I was studying.
Right.
Look, this guy wrote this book from Alan Downson, Syncopation. And with Bob Moses too.
Okay.
And then I did some great ensembles with Joe Lovano and Danilo Perez. He was teaching at New England Conservatory, but, you know, he's the pianist from Wayne Shorter. And
so you focused more on,
yeah,
jazz there or on Latin jazz? So?
No, I was completely focused to jazz because I had enough.
Straight ahead.
I had enough of Latin already.
Yeah.
My whole life, you know, in Uruguay we played this candombe and in Cuba this Afro-Cuban. I was crazy about it, but I was trying to get this, you know, Elvin Jones stuff. So
right,
at least to bring it to my vocabulary. You know?
Right. Yeah. So I heard that from a lot of Latin people that says, I can't listen to salsa anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
And
we all, of course, love it so much.
Yeah.
Because for us,
yeah,
it sounds like palm trees and rum all day.
Yeah. No, this is amazing music, but, you know, if you like jazz, you know, it's music which you don't have, like, such a big place for improvisation. You just have a spot, but, you know, in chess you can really experiment a little bit more and go further.
Right. And then in the States, I heard you played with some big names, even in the pop world. I mean, I know you, maybe you don't like that anymore,
yeah,
but of course I have to ask you, you played with Shakira for some a couple of gigs, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was sub,
right,
you know. And then I did mostly jazz.
Right.
Like, I was booked and I would play with Jerry Bergonzi or Miguel Zenón, I share a CD with Antonio Sanchez too. I play some track, you know, like three tracks. He played like five. He won five, three. Anyway, but yeah, you know, like some names that, yeah.
Great. So what brought you to Germany? How did that come?
Yeah, like my family, part of my family is Munich.
All right.
Lives in Munich, and then I actually wanted to be in a country with a little bit of family, and United States is amazing, but it's, you know, as we talk, it's like it's hard, and Germany has a lot of like social benefits, and actually
definitely has,
you know, and a really nice scene too, and you know, it took a while, went really really slow here, but I think I found my spot, you know.
Great.
Or I found him still my spot. Yeah.
Great, and you still go a lot on tour. You told me you will go to Cuba for recording. You go to Asia sometimes.
Yeah.
South America
exactly.
For tour. So you do all that from here. With whom do you play in Europe?
In Europe, I play with, you know, like a lot of with Sebastian Schunke. With him, I was on tour in South America for 1 month, and I played sometimes with a pianist from Cologne, Mariali Pacheco, and with a guy from New York, Roman Colan, Voltino Dorado, like different guys. And I do a lot of, as I say, studio jobs, sometimes with Katia Riemann.
And you play with the Babelsberg Film Orchestra.
Right, like this film orchestra things, like a lot of studio work, right. And yeah.
Right, and this year you won the most prestigious Jazz Echo Award, 2017.
Exactly.
You were nominated before, I think, at 14, weren't you?
Yeah, 15.
15. And yeah, last year Benny Grapp won it.
Yeah.
This year you won it. I'm sure you were happy, weren't you?
Yeah. I was really happy, and I was also surprised because it's not so easy spots, you know, to find like that. But I mean, actually, I was not, you know, I was like, I record a really good CD, I think, in New York. I was like, I think that I might deserve it, but you know that it you know, there are a lot of aspects which decides this thing. So, but I was like, okay, great, you know, I went to New York with Daniel, my manager, and I would it was a lot of effort with this amazing Ben Street and Mark Turner, which are in like. Like for us, the jazz players are like Madonna and you know, and Shakira, for, you know, for the, not like for the people, you know,
right.
Like really famous and amazing guys. And, you know, this CD took me to another level. So I could do this whole odd meter stuff. And yeah, and it was amazing with the prize, you know. Yeah. Right.
So, and did that lead you to your deal with ACT, or did you have that before?
That was before.
Right.
That was before.
I'm sure the Echo is a door opener somehow for some things.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The people, you know, I think that I played the same drums before and afterwards, but the people just are recognizing more.
This is very German.
Yeah.
As soon as you have achieved something,
you are someone. Then, yeah, exactly. I became somebody, a human being, yeah.
Oh, but that's great. So your next record will come out in January
2018 by ACT. And Siggy Loch was a producer, and yeah, this is a great team, and I think that, yeah, will be turn out a really
awesome.
Nice record.
So yeah, thanks a lot. It has been a great honor. So good luck with your project, and try to see Diego when he is on tour. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Thanks.
So Leute, wenn euch das gefallen hat, dann gebt uns doch bitte mal ein Like und noch viel wichtiger, abonniert den Podcast, damit ihr ja nichts verpasst. Und wenn ihr diese ganzen geilen Trommelschweine mal in Action sehen wollt, besucht auf jeden Fall unsere Webseite drumtrainer.online. Da findet ihr über 600 Videotutorials mit über 60 Dozenten. Und da sind wir ziemlich stolz drauf und das kann sich sehen lassen. Also schaut mal vorbei, wir sehen uns oder hören uns. Liebe Grüße aus Berlin.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.